Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hi there and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How are you all doing? I'm super excited to be back. What have you been up to? Now, on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the mystery of Psalms 23. I know. If you've been a Christian for a minute, you should know Psalms 23. Some of us even have known this psalm since we were in preschool, in creche. We've been reciting the Psalms every day. Yes, that one. The Lord is my shepherd. That very psalm is the psalm that I'm talking about. But what I bet you did not know is that Psalms 23 actually reveals to us 11 names of God. Did you know that? I'm going to break that down for you right here, right now on this episode. And this is in sync with our theme from the previous episodes where we have been discussing and talking about the names of God. Remember, the Bible tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous runs into it and is saved. Now, in order for us to understand and find saving in his name, we need to understand what each name means. In other words, we need to understand the name of each tower. So have this picture in your mind, right? That you have lots of towers, right? And maybe you need help. You need to pay your bills, you need to feed your family, and you're in lack. Which of these towers do you run into? Do you run into the one that's Jehovah Rapha? There's no provision in that one. That's for healing, right? Do you run into Jehovah Nissi, the name of that tower? No. Jehovah Nissi means the Lord is my banner. So that's not where you need to go in that moment when you are in need. You need to find the tower that says Jehovah Jireh, the Lord shall provide. That's the tower you need to run into. So picture this in your mind. That is why it is important, and I'm sharing this series with you so you know which tower to run into depending on what you have a need for, because the Bible tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace and mercy. So if the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous that runs into it is saved, it is important for you to understand and know what each tower means or has in store for you so that you know the right one to run into. Now, let's get to it. I promised that I was going to share this with you. This excited my heart so much. I could not wait to share it with you. Now, Psalms 23. Now, before we dig into it, I want you to first of all understand that God has many names that is called across the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, right? So the name that we all know, Jehovah, is an anglicized form of the pronunciation Yahweh, which is pronounced Yahweh, right? That's the way the Jehovah comes from, right? It simply translates as the Lord, right? And then El is translated as God. That's a descriptive Hebrew word, right? So we have Elohim, El Shaddai, right? So that El is a compound name that reveals God's work in our life and gives us an insight into his nature and his character. If you've listened to a couple of episodes that I've done, you will see that I talk about the power in a name, that the name of the Lord, according to the, and not just name of the Lord, name in general, in the Hebrew culture, is literal for what a person or thing is, right? So these are the names, right, that help us understand the character of who God is and his attributes, right? So some of those names we've covered recently, but we're going to be covering them some more in depth. Now, let's go straight to Psalms 23. I want to show you something. So in Psalms 23, it says, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. That simply means he is Jehovah Ra, the Lord. My shepherd. A shepherd is someone who looks after the flock, who looks after the sheep. Jesus actually said to us, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. It says here that the Lord is my shepherd. So it means this is Jehovah Ra, our shepherd. Then the next verse is, I shall not want. It means this is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is my provider. I shall not want. The Lord is my provider. right? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. It means he is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. That is what it means to lie down in green pastures beside still waters. When the water is calm, is still, you have peace. And then he goes on to say, he restores my soul. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. Whenever we are sick in our mind, in our bodies, in our soul, he is quick and able to restore our soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. This means Jehovah Tsidkenu, which is the last one we covered on the last episode. Jehovah, the Lord of our righteousness. He's the one that brings us in right standing with him because of the precious blood of Jesus. And it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord is always present, even when we walk through troubled waters, when we find ourselves in the deep, dark areas of life. God is with us. We should never be afraid. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. That is Jehovah Izzah. The Lord is my help. That word Izzah means help. We see that word in the Hebrew Bible, the Orthodox Jewish Bible, was the same word that was used to describe Eve when Eve was created. And Izzah, a helpmate. So Jehovah Izzah, or can be translated as Ebenezer. The Lord is my help, right? Jehovah Ebenezer, the Lord is my help. So he's his rod and his staff, they comfort me because he helps me. So you don't feel afraid or like you're doing it alone. Then it goes on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. The Lord is my standard for victory, which means if your enemies are gathered, he will still ensure that your table is prepared and set. It means he is there for you. They cannot do anything to you. Thou anoint my head with oil. That is Jehovah in Kadesh. That is the Lord is my sanctification. The Lord, my holiness, right? That is the Lord that sanctifies, right? We have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus. He has made us holy because of the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, we are in sin. But he's the Lord that sets apart, that sanctifies, that makes clean, that makes us holy, right? Because he's a holy God. And then my cup runneth over. That is Jehovah Manna. The Lord is my portion. It means you have abundance. You have exceedingly more and abundantly more than you can ever ask or think. Your cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is Jehovah Shelech. The Lord is my inheritance. What else do we have to look forward to if not God? There is nothing else to look forward to. So we know that we that have been made righteous in Christ Jesus have an inheritance. Jesus says, I'm going home to my Father's house where there are many mansions to prepare a room for you. Jesus has already promised us that we have an inheritance in God through Christ. Wow, I'm excited. Just sharing this with you is also blessing me so much. And if you feel this blessed you, please do not keep this to yourself. Feel free to share it on your social media platforms. Tag me. I'm very active on Instagram. Share it on your stories and tag me, and I'll be sure to reshare your story. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until the next one, remember to keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it, we've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.